Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Check out our huge in-stock selection of TruBolt door locks. We have a variety of styles and finishes to suit your needs. TruBolt door locks provide homeowners and builders with quality door locks at an affordable price. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
I'm thankful for stand up, and your mom's like crying. What about me?
Dude,
shut up. What if you just stop there?
Oakley, close your eyes. Mom and dad are getting divorced.
You got throated twice, and it once was by me.
Just setting that kid up to vape. What do you think turkeys are doing right now? Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Are turkeys stressing? Are they chain smoking? Are they drinking? It's like if they're like, hey, the world's ending tomorrow, what are you doing?
Yeah, but I mean, yes, I think maybe some are nervous, but I think there are some that are like, hell yeah. I mean, hell, if I was a turkey, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Well, you, yeah.
Chop my head off. Do they have heads?
What?
No, I mean, you know what I mean. They come, what's a giblet? That's what I want to know. Remember, you know how you take the thing out of the turkey and it's in a bag? What's all that and why do we need it?
What is that?
It's like when you make an IKEA desk and it has like all the tools and stuff. And
I don't like when they give me extra nuts and bolts, but like they don't tell me that they're giving me extra nuts and bolts.
You need to let me know.
Because then I'm like, were these supposed to be somewhere?
They need to color the extra ones pink so I know that I don't really need them unless something falls
off. Dude, the amount of times I build a thing from IKEA or Wayfair and go, yeah, hopefully this is good enough.
100%.
But yeah, it's like, I'm going to put a laptop on this desk. That's fine. If I try to fuck on it, maybe it might collapse.
Hey!
Hey!
Yo, I had a...
Good sense, man.
Thanks, man.
Just the worst co-host ever. You're just trying to get a sentence out. I'm like, yeah, this fucking babbling idiot.
Yeah. No, I would try to find studs, but I don't have a stud finder. So I was literally knocked.
Oh my God.
I knocked on the wall.
Think you
I don't
know what
the fuck I'm
doing.
Yeah,
it's like when you're at the mechanic and he's like, man, your carburetor's blowing out. You're like, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the carburetor. It's a bird
scooter.
It is a card. I mean, what's happening? How does a motherfucker look at a car and go, it's the axle?
They
I don't
study
believe
them.
You.
Dude, car mechanics are just doctors for cars. Huh?
Big Paul.
Is the alpha brain kicking in or what?
Maybe. They do that. They literally go, what's the equivalent, like your heart in a human, what's the
engine.
Car heart?
Engine.
No, but I think
there's literally no way you can disagree with me.
No, but I think the engine, hold on.
Because without a heart, you can't run. You're going to say tires or some dumb shit?
No, but wouldn't you think the engine is the brain?
No, because the engine makes it go. Heart makes it go.
No, the brain is like
the brain's
a
steering
dashboard.
Wheel.
Yeah, or the
brain's a steering wheel, yeah.
All right.
Speaking
okay.
of heart, giblets is a heart of the turkey and the liver. And
so
the,
people be eating
what
that
is
shit?
This?
Yeah.
What's a flappity?
I think that's called the gizzard.
The gizzard?
There's no
dude,
way.
I picked up a bitch at a bar. I had some high gizzard.
Huh?
I don't know.
Was that a Two Chainz lyric?
I think so. Dude, gizzard? I always want to just
Charizard?
I want to go blah, 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 on it.
Okay. Yeah. The gizzard is it's an organ in the stomach that grinds up food. So you're pretty much eating the turkey's food when you're eating the gizzard.
What the fuck?
I don't think it's pronounced gizzard, bro.
Type, go to images.
I don't think it's pronounced gizzard.
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 You
gizzard.
Fuck. Gizzard.
Charizard. I was thinking like that.
Gizzard's crazy.
God, bro, you are fried.
I mean, gizzard
sounds
like
your SATs.
A 12.
Yeah, like a 6.
It just says see me at the top. Are you a big Thanksgiving guy? You're going home, and then we're doing the tour. Which, like, how is that already here?
I don't know.
It's every year I feel new to Earth. I go, what the fuck? It's Halloween. What the fuck? It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you hear one Mariah Carey song and a CVS, and you're like, it's fucking happening.
I can't believe, here's
like,
I can't
like
believe Thanksgiving's coming, right? That's insane. I hate holidays. That's what's insane. And then we're doing the tour.
Yeah.
Which is
brought to you by Morgan & Morgan.
Thank you. And it's also like we're gonna be on a tour bus.
Yeah.
With all of us.
Yeah.
Dude, we're gonna do. Dude, it's gonna be.
I don't think
so
we know
fun.
What's gonna happen.
We don't know.
I think. It's,
how are we gonna jerk off in the bus?
With each other's mouths.
Good.
Malthus.
Malthus. I'm going to fuck someone's gizzard.
There's also a, there's a thing on Reddit that says, do you pronounce it gizzard or jizzard? And now I need it.
Well, have you ever met anybody who is a moderator on Reddit? Do we want to go to Reddit for this?
I want to go to Reddit for everything.
I think gizzard is what we should call it.
It's not, dude. It's gizzard.
Reddit is like a gooner's Google. Nobody wants to respond to that.
I'm into it. It's gizzard.
I mean, I love how they have
put an A in there.
What?
Dude,
have you seen the American language?
The American language is crazy.
Like, PH, make it an F. Huh?
Knife?
Knife.
Where the
crazy.
Fuck is the K?
Knife.
Where's the K?
Tsunami? Just that's a T? Just a,
So just blown in the fucking wind? Where's the K? Words. Where's the... Someone fucking talk to me. Where's the K? Here's the thing. Where's the K? Also, why do we keep allowing it to happen? We can fucking change it.
Yeah,
I created
feel
the atomic bomb. Take
we did
the
that?
K off. Yeah, we did.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, also, names are getting crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a kid in 2024 or 2025, if you're listening to this in the future.
Uh-oh.
I guess everybody's listening to this in the future.
They are. Holy shit. Oh my God.
Whoa.
Dude, let's do mushrooms.
Okay.
Dude, I got a bunch of fucking microdose mushrooms, microdose chocolates.
Yeah.
We should do one and then do the pot.
Yes. What the fuck? Why haven't we done that already? We've been doing this podcast for like 6 years. We haven't done it. Yeah. What? These are the most. Hold on. What are these?
Top Olivia baby will names get of fucked.
Whoa.
In the future.
Oh, okay. Good save.
Thanks, man.
We're talking baby names and you're like, huh? These don't seem. These are all like names that I see already today.
Elijah's crazy.
So number one is Olivia for girls and boys is Noah.
What is these biblical dumbass names? Noah?
I feel like I've heard crazier names like Feather with a PH.
Yeah.
The number two is interesting. It's Liam for boys. Do you think that's because the One Direction guy killed himself?
No, I don't think so, man. I think this list probably came up before then. You know what I mean? It's probably Liam Hemsworth. Maybe probably has a little more influence. Mm-hmm. But I will Levi. Dog,
Ezra,
these are so
Game
biblical.
Of Thrones ass names.
Mateo.
What is this website? Babycenter.com. Who's running this website?
Yeah, this is in some fucking Utah fuck. There's no way.
No, I think names are more. These seem too.
Asher.
These are too. This is every day in Utah. Get a better list.
Dog, Asher is crazy.
I will say all the girls' names are correct. You have to have an A at the end of your name.
You have to.
Wow.
Charlotte's a great name. Isabella.
Hot.
Yeah. Isabella will throw you behind a fucking gas station
Bella,
and call your dad.
Ava. All these names are great.
All right. Mia's great
scrolling.
Too.
What's the worst name on here? Keep going. Well, not
Trevor.
That fast. What the fuck? Why are you going so goddamn fast?
You said Cody was the worst.
Okay. Well, number 96 is Oakley. Yeah. I'm going to. My daughter's a fucking pair of sunglasses.
Where, hold on. Where
what's
is
next?
This?
Pit Viper?
Oakley's insane. 96. Oakley?
I think
you come out of your wife's pussy and you name her Oakley? What type of fucking deer farmer fuck is doing this?
That one pisses me off. I think you should get a new name every 10 years.
I think you know, dude, you can.
I know, but like
you can literally go to town hall and change your fucking name to Czechoslovakia right now.
What is that about? You wake up one morning and you go, I'm no longer Michael.
Yeah.
What are you changing
to
right now?
Oh, ayahuasca. Ayahuasca Blaustein.
What do you go by for short?
Waska? Oscar.
Oscar?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah, but that's so annoying. Like, if somebody has a question, they're like, what are we? Oscar.
Yeah. That's why why I carry a fucking switchblade.
That'd be my name, Switchblade.
Switchblade's tight.
Switchblade. What about Gun? How has nobody just been named Gun yet?
100 Gunner.
Yeah, but that's full.
Yeah, but when you shorten it, Gun.
First name, Shot. Last name, Gun.
I love it.
Shotgun.
I love it.
Set.
Bear
hike.
With me with this question.
What'd you say?
Bear with me. With this question.
Bear right. With me is a good name.
Yes.
Bear with me, right. Blaustein. Go ahead.
Mary, fuck, kill. Olivia.
You, your mom. Go ahead.
Sophia, Isabella.
Mary, Isabella. I'm too horny. What happened?
I don't even know what you asked.
Mary, fuck, kill. Olivia, Sophia, Isabella.
I need you to write these names.
I need
all
photos
over the place.
Of like a hot 25-year-old.
No, but I think just, I like this.
Just
I like
based
it
on names?
Just based on it. But I really need you to highlight because I can't remember.
I'm marrying Isabella because we could have beautiful, beautiful kids. And Isabella, like kind of like golden shimmering skin.
Yeah.
Not fresh out the air fryer type beat.
Yeah. Knows how to make a pizza bagel.
Oh. Sophia.
I already know my order real fast, but I'll let you finish.
kill Sophia, fuck Olivia. Listen, you can't lose on this list. These are all three golden names.
I'm marrying.
Throw Oakley in the mix, and now we got a real conversation.
So one, I'm going to marry Olivia for sure.
Actually, yeah, that's pretty good.
For sure. You have to marry Olivia because Olivia seems like she might be like an artist, but like a really motivated one. She has her own life and dreams, yet she would be a good mom.
What's a better one?
She would fucking throw you in a Buc-ee's just by asking her one time.
No, that's an Oakley right there. You're getting Strokely by Oakley. I'm trying to think, what's the best name that if you are trying to call out to your wife beside your the love of your life? I'm saying like out of these, like if you're like, hey, Olivia, can you grab my keys? Hey,
oh,
Olivia, can you grab my keys? Go up. Hey, Oakley, can you grab my gun?
Goddamn.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Goddamn.
Hey, Sophia. Hey, Fia. Oh, I like Fia.
Fia's good. I like Charlotte.
Izzy, Isabella, Bella.
Bella's great.
Hey, Isabella,
I
too
like
long.
Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
Yeah, the fucking city. Hey, right. Charlotte, tour dates out now.
Yeah.
I'll be there January 2nd to the 5th.
You will.
I will. Charlotte, North Carolina. Plug it, Trevor.
Avery's insane.
You know what's interesting is Alexa is off the list.
What is that?
Yeah, Alexa's gone.
Yeah.
Amazon killed that name.
Mm-hmm. Chloe's not. Nora.
Nora's great. Nora Jones.
Penelope. Abigail, I'm out.
Abigail's insane. What are we making butter? Shut up. Abigail.
Lucy. Put her
Abigail?
Naomi. Ooh, that's kind of hot. Nay. I'm just trying to think of like nicknames. Athena. Ooh.
Zoe, ooh, I like. Zoe's cool.
Ooh, Zoe's hot. Didn't you date a girl named Zoe?
No, Zoe Friend is did. Daniel's
yep, yep,
wife.
Yep, yep, yep. Sadie. Honestly, I hate the name, but I feel like it could be associated to a very nice
Sadie?
Lady. Sadie?
Yeah, she has osteoporosis, whatever the fuck that I was trying to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, but like a nice like Milwaukee girl.
Yeah.
Deeper than Milwaukee.
Kennedy's hot.
Kennedy is very hot.
Not hotter than my girlfriend, but Kennedy's hot.
What do you name her? Ken? Yo, Ken, can you get me some?
Ken's Kenny. Hot. Do you ever stroke down
Kennedy?
Ken?
Kennedy. D. Kennedy.
Oakley's insane.
All right, well.
All right, let's go the hottest guy's name. Let's do this.
Trevor.
Trevor's
I could pipe down Isaac.
Nah, Isaac does nothing for me.
Really?
Isaac's
Lucas?
Such a fucking loser name. And if you're listening to the show named Isaac, please don't come for me. Michael's 21.
Oh, hell yeah. Ooh. Oh, hey, what's
girl,
up, dude?
Mila. Mila's hot. Mila's really hot.
Mila Kunis.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hottest name, Jack is 22.
Michael, okay. 21.
This list is rigged. Maverick is 17. I actually know two people from my hometown with the kids named Maverick.
You can't name your fucking kid a Top Gun character. What is even going on?
You're really just setting that kid up to vape. Theo.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think because Theo Vaughn.
Honestly, probably.
Aiden. All right. Santiago. Holy shit.
I mean, Santiago will stroke your girlfriend down, make her come in front of you, and you won't even care.
Dude,
that's how hot Santiago is.
If I'm dating a girl, I look over and there's a text on her phone from Santiago, have her.
Yeah, of course.
That's yours now.
Yeah, I would like to
Santiago?
Watch.
Santiago?
I will videographer the entire thing.
Santiago's definitely the hottest.
Xavier.
Wait, go up.
Bro,
up.
If you get piped down by a dude named Xavier.
Atlas!
You have Atlas!
Bitch!
What is it?
You need a
Google
map to
Maps?
Find a better fucking name.
It
I forget that
is.
A lot of words mean something, you know? Like,
okay.
Trevor doesn't mean anything. Trevor means you sunburn easy, but it's like, oh, his name Atlas, God of the Google Maps.
That really is.
Dude, Michael means like God.
Does it really?
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Michael?
It means like God. Because Michael was the first archangel. I've read the Bible.
Arc. Feet have arcs. You like feet.
There you go.
A feet of God.
A feet of God. What is that?
Really, wait, click Michael.
Yeah, Michael means who is like God.
Me, bitch. Me. I'm like God.
No way.
Me. I'm like God. I'll just say it again.
God's 5'8"?
Yeah.
Sorry. What does Trevor mean?
Of the large homestead.
Idiot.
Settlement.
What?
It's a homestead or settlement. Large, big.
There we go.
But
I
it's a settlement.
Said large and big.
It's a settlement.
What does that mean? It's like this, the handshake emoji?
Fucking, I don't know. You have a bunch of...
Why were the Cowboys always like, this town isn't big enough for the both of us?
It is, though. You're massive. In Oklahoma, and there's 19 people in the entire state.
Every time they say that in a movie, you look behind them, and there's like, yeah, there's a lot of space. You could just keep walking.
I mean, literally just sidestep 12 feet, and you're in another continent.
How stressful is living in the Cowboy days? You're just trying to watch an NFL game, and some guy pulls up with a gun. He's like, this town ain't big. You're like, come on.
Noon.
Couldn't wait till halftime?
Noon? High noon.
Meet at high noon.
I have to shoot you at high noon. If I was anyone, I'd just be like, no, I'm okay. Thank you so much, though.
Anytime somebody walks through the Cowboy doors with a foot or a gun first, you're like, oh, here we go.
I'm trying to play poker, dude.
Yeah, nobody walks in like, opens
I'm trying
it.
To, yeah, I'm trying to play poker. I'm trying to fuck this whore that I just spent 19 cents on.
That's big money back in the day.
I know.
Big
dude,
money.
Dude, can I, let me ask you this. Jack, can you please look up? How much was a prostitute in 1920?
That's not that long ago.
No, but it's enough where like we understand the money. Like prostitutes back then were like $6, which was like $6,000 now. But it's so funny to be like, oh, I just got a prostitute in Vegas. How much was she? $1.50, and I have change.
Between $5 and $10, so I'll do the math.
That's awesome.
Subway sandwich.
$5 for cootie. That's great. That's a deal and
what do you
a steal.
Think the most random thing somebody's ever paid for intercourse with?
A bike tire. I'm serious.
That's great.
I'm serious.
I was thinking the top of cereal box, you can cut out those top box things. You know what I mean? You think everybody's ever got blown off one of those?
Bro.
It cost $80 today.
$5 in 1992.
$80. $80 for some cootie. That's kind of a lot. I need to see a lookbook before I fucking jump into some cootie before I pay for it.
A lookbook?
Yeah, I need to see like a whole presentation of what's going to happen. I need to have a brochure.
Okay.
I need to have a brochure and I need with QR
scratch
codes.
Scratch and sniff.
Yeah, scratch and sniff. I think that's a great idea.
Flipbook would be cool. Like
flipbook.
They seem to do it with post-it notes.
Yes. And they were so good at that. I never could do it. The stick figures, I can like, ugh. My buddy could do one that could jerk off.
What?
Yeah. You do the post-it note thing, and the stick figure, blah, 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 and you start jerking off.
The stick figure one?
Yeah, it was awesome. He did the one that jerked off and then one that would kill another stick figure. It was really good. He got bad grades because he wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, he has AD like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's making stick figures.
Did the guy jerk off then kill the other guy?
No, but that would be so sick.
Just, and then you see him leave frame, like, oh, where's he going? Comes like in with a knife, another guy enters. No!
The post-it note's like massively big.
Whole movie. Are you a big Thanksgiving guy? Do you go home?
I go home. Yeah. Yeah. I go home. I actually, this is kind of crazy. Thanksgiving and Christmas are pretty equal for me for how much I like it. Thanksgiving is a no stress Christmas. It's like you get to see all the same people. You get to eat great food.
No gifts.
Exactly, dude. There's no gifts. It's just like the gift of family. Let's sit in the niceness.
That was beautiful.
Now back to Hallmark. But it's nice, you know? You sit, you talk to your family you haven't seen in a while. You eat deviled eggs. You fucking finger a turkey. You go to sleep. Are you the type of person that will like hold off eating until the dinner?
Kinda.
People are insane.
The Thanksgiving meal's at like 3 p.m.
Yeah, we never do it. We always do it at dinner time. So I'm always effing starving.
And you save it up?
I try to. I wish I could get super duper high, but not be weird. If I get super duper high, I'm gonna be weird. But like, I would like to be super duper high and eat the food and then just not be weird, but that doesn't exist.
I think you do that late at night when everybody's asleep. You make your little leftovers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Goddamn. There's something really hot about getting my semen out in my childhood bed. So I'm excited about that.
You should follow your dad's
what's
tradition.
That?
Footsteps and leave.
Yeah, tradition and have sex with your girl on cocaine and make a kid.
It's a really good idea.
And it's you really just pass idea. That down.
I can't believe that's my origin story. Yeah. Actually, I can. Actually, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, for people listening, that's, I mean, we talked about it before, but you were conceived on, not conceived, but you were, or is that the right word?
Conceived, yeah.
Conceived.
Yeah.
Fucked. Not you were fucked.
I kind
of
was.
The making of Michael Blouse, you were ejaculated.
I was
I think this is getting worse.
No, but let me ask you this.
Bring in the car mechanic.
But where am I in this equation? Am I living in my dad's balls, or am I an egg in my mom? What's more of me? The egg?
No.
Or the nut?
The nut.
Do I live in the nut or do I live in the egg? Or is it like half-half?
Half-half.
I don't...
Are you the plant or the soil?
Good call. I'm the root underneath.
Whoa.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Just roots are... hold up trees. Yeah. They're like the tripod for trees.
It's really good.
And then wind comes in, they're like, nope, hold bitch, on. Try again.
Yeah.
And then they hear... Rum, 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 and they're like, ah, oh, fuck, I'm about to turn into a Bible.
Were you...
No laughs? Good. I didn't get it. You didn't get it? Trees turn into paper?
Oh. Okay.
Paper turn... Honestly, I'm too high level, guys.
Wow. That's deep.
That's deep. So, my girl's never said that. Go ahead.
What? Oh, there you go. Are you going...
Two jokes, Bob. I mean, I don't understand. Am I too fast or am I suck? Do I suck at comedy?
No, you're too fast. I listen back to this podcast almost every week, and there's so many jokes I miss. My brain is just like, you know, and I like feel bad. I'm like, oh, that was really fun. I laugh later, and I'm like, how did I not get that? Like listening back, yep, miss that one. Because the brain, I'm like thinking about it's two comedians. That's why dating another comedian would be awful, because you're both like riffing bits, and you know she's trying to tell you about your day, and you're like, oh, there's a good punchline.
Yeah, it'd be awful. Okay, so you're, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, are you going, is your girl coming with you to Thanksgiving?
No, she's staying back. I would love her to come, but
you can't she's never come. Talking about, hold on.
No, but she, but yeah, I would love it, but she's not, but she's staying with her family.
And are you doing a Thanksgiving with her as well?
No.
What?
No. Well, yeah, because I mean, they're having Thanksgiving with their family on like Thanksgiving.
Did I tell you one time my sister couldn't make it to Thanksgiving and she sent a cardboard cutout of her head to put at the dinner table?
I mean, dog, really funny.
Hilarious.
It's like a really expensive gag gift to send a cardboard head.
Yeah.
Funny. Do you still have that?
Somewhere. Do you
send,
want it?
Send it to me. Yeah. All right. I'll put it on a pillow.
Hold up. Jugs not included.
I'm out.
Yeah. Dude, this year is so fucking sad. It's like me and my parents, and then we're going to another family, and they're one kid. It's like, it just every year gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah, man, it's pretty sad.
You guys want to say grace? Yeah, I'm fucking thankful that there's four of us. This is great. We can share one croissant.
I know. The thing is, at that point, you don't even have to have a turkey. Just order Boston Market.
God.
Boston Market's so fucking good.
Great. Whatever happened to them?
I think they're still around. I think they're still kicking? Marketing, huh? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what's lame is Friendsgiving.
You think that's lame?
I don't. Yeah. I like it. I think it's really fun.
I'm way for it.
You think it's lame?
Yeah, I just don't want to be having to cook food and stuff.
You don't cook food, dude.
What a sentence.
You go to fucking...
Well, what do you do on Thanksgiving?
Sit there, eat. I don't know. Isn't it already always made at your family's house? Yeah, I don't have to worry about what I have to get.
You don't ever help?
I guess I'm just a bad person.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Are you kidding me? I always help. I always make the spinach dip, and I always make the deviled eggs.
You're on deviled egg duty?
Dude, I love deviled eggs. I give a little nutmeg on that, bitch.
Oh!
Yeah, and I go a little too heavy on the nutmeg every year.
Nutmeg in deviled eggs?
On top of it. No?
I don't know.
Am I crazy? Is it nutmeg?
I'm not a big deviled egg guy.
Really?
I don't know. It's just weird. It's funny. You cook a chicken's egg. I sound like I'm working for PETA. You fucking hard boil an egg, then you take the yolk out, then you fucking blast it up, then put it back in.
Yeah.
It's already there.
What do you mean? But you have to take it out so you can add some moisture to it.
Oh. Yeah. That's why I'm fucking up. It sounds really dry in my head.
No. It's moist as fuck.
What are you putting in it?
Bunch of mayonnaise.
Oh.
Little garlic powder.
Ooh.
And then I add
maybe I'm in. Do you put cheese on top? Creme brulee that bitch? Creme brulee is phenomenal.
I mean, everyone. It should be called creme brulee. It's so good.
So good.
Dude,
all it is just hardened sugar.
Oh, dude. I can't remember where I went. Doesn't matter. But I had deviled eggs, and it had a fried oyster on top of it.
Sounds gross.
It was fucking unbelievable.
Huh.
Unbelievable. Oh, bitch. Where did I go? It was a restaurant that's, whatever. I can't remember.
Claim Jumper?
Excuse me?
Where was your birthday place where you go for your birthday? What a fucking sense. Holy shit.
Keep going.
You know what I'm pissed about? I got good sleep last night and I worked out this morning and my brain is like, man.
You worked out
nothing.
This morning?
Yes.
I knew you worked out this morning.
How'd you know?
You had a little workout glow to you.
Oh, hell yeah.
In a real way.
Really?
Yeah. You can always tell when someone boned, came, or worked out.
Yeah, if I come, you'll know. It's still in my t-shirt. How did you know I worked out this morning? You just had a glow?
Yeah,
dude,
glow.
I did a pretty alpha thing recently. I went to a gym.
What if you just stopped there?
I gotta go.
But, dude, I miss cables and all.
We keep doing that!
We keep doing that. We did it earlier in the ad read. I bought a, like, full-blown gym for my place. Like
you finally got it.
Like, the fucking...
Yeah.
It's not here yet, but it gets here this weekend. But, like, the cables, the different ones where you, like, put, yep, 20 pounds, 25 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, full of cables. It's got a pull-up bar so I can do, like, chest shit, pull-ups, fucking bicep, tricep, and I got a little bench in there. I'm turning my... It's going to be really funny because this one room in my house is just going to be like a full gym. I'm thinking about painting the walls black, just fucking mode.
Black?
What?
It's going to be like dark in there.
Yeah, but put some nice lights in there, like LED lights, make that bitch look like zoo culture.
You know what's crazy is I have that, you know that Spotify neon sign that they gave us? That's in my office. And right before every single time I'm about to work out, I turn it on. I don't know what is it about the neon light that makes me... So you're totally right.
It feels like a Gatorade Is It In You.
Yeah. I'm like, fucking let's go.
But yeah, but like, I
dropped the shades. I feel like people are going to watch me.
Do you drop the shades when you jerk off?
Have to.
Oh.
You leave them open?
No.
Well, I also live in an apartment. So people sometimes walk by.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, if I want to get a little frisky, I'll leave it open.
But... there you go. Leave a crack or two.
So, sorry. Yeah, so you're...
Tom. Bought a fucking... There's a store in the Valley that like just sells home gym shit.
Isn't that so weird to think about?
And it's really like... I don't know why in my head I thought they were like $20,000 for those. They're really not crazy. Because I don't have a gym membership. So this is my gym membership.
Yeah.
So what's funny about all this is like, you're just in my house, which I like... think feels like very home and very calm. You're like, this is nice. Oh, there's the guest room. There's a bathroom. And then there's our fucking gym.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if painting the walls black and like putting like LEDs is too much, but I'm so excited to have like a gym room.
Yeah.
And then in fucking 10 years, I'll have a little fucking Oakley running around. And then I'm going to have to change that room into fucking a baby room. Yep. And then I'm going to be looking at my wife and be like, this used to be the gym. And she's like, well, who do you want to fucking look hot for? Are you cheating on me? I'm like, well, maybe I am. Oakley, close your eyes. Mom and Dad are getting divorced.
Why does Oakley have to close his eyes for this? He's always wearing sunglasses.
It's a she.
It's a she?
Don't misgender Oakley.
Damn, dude. I can't believe Oakley's a... You're right.
Oakley's a girl.
On the woman's list.
Yeah, I was on the woman's list.
Wow. Okay.
But Oakley could be down the middle.
I think Oakley for a guy is awful. Oakley for a girl is awful.
Yeah.
Oakley as a name is bad. But yes,
I'm excited to be alpha.
Dude, that's great.
Oh my God.
I just want to ask you a question, and this is not an ad. Why didn't you just get the tonal? I've been pitching this for years. It's the same thing, and it takes up no space. Everything you got is in there.
Yeah, but...
You can't do pull-ups.
We can?
Can you? I don't know. I just, like, listen, I have a Peloton, and sometimes the machine just, like, malfunctions and doesn't work. And I'm like,
I see what you're saying. Okay, you just want, like actual...
I want to have both, the duality.
Ooh.
You know, it's like...
Duality is a good like, kid's name.
Duality.
Yeah.
What about Duolingo?
Duolingo's good.
I'm going to name my... here we go.
Go ahead.
I'm going to hit up all these brands and say, listen, I'm about to name my child.
This is great, actually.
You have dibs on my kid's name.
Yeah.
Jif Peanut Butter. Do you want me to name my kid Jif or not?
Do you want Burger King or not?
50K, I'll name my son Duolingo.
Yep. I'll name my kid Jump Rope right now.
What brand is Jump Rope?
Jump Rope?
Fuck it. I'll name my kid
Nerf. Who the fuck invented Jump Rope?
A poor person.
Yes. Kick the can and Jump Rope was invented by the same family.
Kick the can goes so goddamn hard.
It does.
I walked to middle school every single day. If I saw a Fanta can on the ground, goddamn.
Booted. A Fresca can?
It's messy right there. Pop, 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 pop.
So fun.
Goddamn.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Goddamn.
Anyways, I'm excited to have a gym. Get fucking jacked.
It's going to be really
fun. Me today?
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's awesome.
There was a glow. I love this for you. Because in my complex, there is a gym like downstairs. So it has that full kind of like cable, yeah, weights, whatever, free weights, whatever. And I will say 100% it does give you a different workout.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It's nice.
Because the tonal feels like it's more like resistance kind
of. It is.
But
yeah,
this is just like weights. So something. Free weights. I like the duality. It's like you got the Peloton shit for like those type of endorphins. But this is just something about weights.
Something about lifting
that
shit.
Pom pom, you know, yeah, slamming down. Ugh.
It helps you with your stabilizer muscles too if you have free weights.
Oh yeah. Because
with the cables, there's a little bit of stabilizer muscle, but the actual.
I'm just excited. I remember when I moved into my last place, when I was renting, the guy had like a sauna in one of the rooms. And then like got married, and then the wife's like, you can't have a fucking sauna in the guest room. And he was like, well, fuck. And then he like put it in the garage, and was like, you could just tell that was his touch on it.
Yeah.
So it's like, instead of going to a gym, I was like, let me make one of the rooms a gym. And then, yeah, a woman will come along, but you're a fucking idiot. Why do you have a gym in the house? And
why do women ruin everything?
And then future me is going to be in my head and be like, well, do I? And then I'm going to be wanting to get out of the house. But yeah, I'll fucking go to the gym then.
Yeah.
It's, well, now you should put one downstairs. I don't know. It's
just how am I going to get away from you? Yeah, dude.
This is funny because I know one day I'm going to put this gym in. I'm going to love it. And then years later, my future wife, who I don't even know, is a person yet.
She's not born yet.
Okay, let's see. 18 plus, how old am I? Oh, no, I don't want that.
I know. I'm just
That's so sad.
It's really sad. It's really sad.
Instead of the gym room, it's just a water aerobics. Just, honey, I'm in here. But it's going to be funny. Like, why do you have a fucking gym? This needs to be a room for Oakley.
I know. It's a scary proposition to have everything set up the way you want.
And dude, then living alone kind of sets you back a little bit.
How so?
Because you get so stuck in your ways of like, this is who I am, this is my living space.
Yeah.
And then if you do that for years, which I've done, now somebody comes into it and then they're like, oh, well, what if we, and you're like, whoa, I think
the best thing to do, and this is just my opinion, obviously, is to get your own place together. Because then you do it together. Because if the person comes into your own space, it gets a little weird, I think.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think if they come into your space, you might have a little bit more say of like if things are already there. But once you go in together.
Yeah.
I mean, the second you're like, this would be a fun gym room. She's like, gym room?
Yeah.
This is my sewing room. What?
Sewing?
How old are you?
Sewing? What is this, the bingo room, bitch?
It is funny that like when, if you have toured a place as well as I with a woman, Flex, where you're like, you like see a room, you're like, oh my God, this would be the primary, this would be the guys. And then you see like a room, you're like, oh, and this would be, and then you both have separate ideas.
Yeah.
This is the goon room. It's like, goon room?
Yeah.
What is that?
What do you mean you don't know the goon room?
It's what saved our marriage,
honey. This is how I found you, Electra.
Nothing's worse than that one room where nothing happens. It's like two couches and
oh
a
yeah,
lamp.
Fuck that room. And the room is the room where she goes, well, this will be the sitting room.
Yeah, sitting room.
The sitting room.
What the fuck is this?
The sitting room.
It's funny
room.
When you see a house that's like staged online and like, wow, there's fucking 30,000 places to sit in a house. Couch here. One couch. What the fuck? Where are people sitting?
Correct. You can't.
But to put a couch in a hallway. I'm sorry. If I leave my room and somebody's sitting on the hallway, I'm like, is this an appointment? Are you next to fuck my
are
wife?
Are you an audition? But yeah, the sitting rooms kill me, but I will say like getting a place together with someone, and if you just have like a clean, like opinion of what you want, I think you guys can get to a consensus. But I think the problem is when you go, oh, I don't care, honey. And then all of a sudden you don't exist in the house. That's my fear is when I like, when like the house is going to be bought when I'm on tour and I'm going to come back and be like, what is this?
Yeah.
I'm not in this house. That
now
scares
it feels
the shit
like
out
you
of me.
Live at
now
their
I feel
place.
Like I, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I pay 80% of the fucking rent.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah.
Ugh. Are you going to be a big man cave guy?
You know what's funny is that's where my brain was going.
Yeah.
We've been talking on this podcast for 29 years about how fucking man cave, fuck that, it's going to be the house. That's the man cave. Ugh, right? I'm going to have a man cave.
I mean, now that I think back to my last living situation, my like office was the man cave.
Yeah.
It was like any photo or accomplishment I had, it was like,
correct.
Put this photo of me on stage in the hallway, like, just put it in your office.
I know.
And it's not like a disrespect toward you, it just doesn't match with the other flow.
Correct.
It's like, oh, interesting.
Dude, I have.
Oh, and now you put it all in one room. Now I look like I'm fucking working in a goddamn sanctuary of myself.
Yeah.
There's 9 photos of myself behind me.
Just I hop on Trevor's one, goon room.
Yeah. I hop on one Zoom. They're like, wow, you got enough photos of yourself back there? Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. You work for Hopscotch.
It's probably spelt all dumb too. No vowels. HP. S-T-H. Yeah.
It's so dumb. But
so
yeah.
You're forced to have a man. Oh, just put it in your little room.
If you say my little room, you know what? My man cave is going to be the fucking living room.
Yeah.
You know the living room? It's going to be where the man cave is supposed to go. That's where everyone sits.
The living
That's
room?
That's what I'm going
to do. The living room is now, I don't know, our closet.
Yeah. Well, the living room is the man cave. That's where all my shit goes.
Yeah.
And then if you want to have like a game night, you go into the fucking office. Idiot. You put your fucking, you want this nice couch? That's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's going in the other room. How
you know
fun.
Else is dumb? Dining rooms.
Diners are so stupid.
It is funny to be like, we have one table where we eat normal dinner, and then this is where our elevated dinners are.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how somebody's having an affair in this family.
Yeah. Where the fuck is Oakley? Motherfucker's been gone for 2 weeks.
It is just so funny when you zoom out and think about that. It's like, oh, let's get the fine china for this dinner. Oh, we like my parents have, they got it for their wedding.
Yeah.
And they'll bust it out every once in a while. It's like, what? I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a
big
fuck.
I ate microwave scrambled eggs this morning from Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
You think I'm deserving a fine china?
I literally had a ham sandwich on the table.
It is just so funny, like to Jack's point. Weird that I'm agreeing with you.
Not, I like it.
But no, but I'm saying like usually Jack says something like, what the fuck? But it's so funny to be like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Let's eat in the nice table.
Yeah.
Why don't we eat at the nice table every day? Why can't I eat Reese's Puffs instead of the nice table?
Yeah, but the nice table's too nice.
No, it ain't.
You ever sit at a nice table and have like a regular meal? You're like, what is happening?
No, I like it.
What? Really?
Yeah. It's a fucking table.
I don't ever sit at the fucking nice table.
I think tables are next to go. Everybody just eats on their couch, hunches over like a lowercase c, and shovels in their food in their mouth.
You know what I eat? I like to eat at the bar area. What the fuck's it called? The bar countertop. I'll make a sentence here in a second. You know...
Yeah.
You know, you've had it. I've eaten there at yours. That.
I eat at mine there more than I do at the actual table. Yeah.
The actual table doesn't exist. The actual table, I fold
laundry on. You know what I like about it?
Go ahead.
Oh, it just feels more like you can pop up, shovel, and get out.
Correct.
If you sit down at the table, it's like, oh, what, I got to bring a fucking laptop over here?
Coasters now?
Yeah, coasters.
Yeah.
You're like, do I watch a mockumentary, a documentary? What are we doing, HGTV?
It is insane because when you sit at the dining room table by yourself, lonely.
So
you sit at the bar by yourself, you're like, hell
yes.
Yeah, no bitches. But then you sit at a dining table, you go, no bitches.
I mean, that makes sense if you're
It's a same words, different tone.
Yeah, that's comedy. But it's the same thing like...
That's comedy.
That's comedy, live tonight with Michael Blaustein. That's comedy on the CW.
Live, Morgan.
But it's the same thing when you go out to eat. If you're on the road by yourself, you're like, oh, I'm just going to eat at the bar. It's like more welcoming to singles.
Yeah.
And then if you get a table by yourself, oh, dude, I went to a restaurant where I was meeting 3 other people. Did I say this? I don't know. It's not that exciting of a story, but I don't know why I'm teeing it up like it is. I was meeting 3 other people and I go there like, hey, there's 4 of us. Can I get seated now though? And now I'm just sitting there at a table of 4 and it's packed. And people are looking at me like, this asshole is sitting here by himself.
With three other tables.
I'm panicking. I'm texting them. Where are you guys at? I'm putting the menus out on their placemats.
Yeah,
I'm
like, let me get 4.
Yeah.
You're taking napkins and putting them down.
Yeah. Let me get 4 waters. 4 waters because there's 4 of us.
This person wants a chicken. You have no idea.
I don't think anybody thought anything of it, but I felt like people were staring at me like, this, you know, because there's people like, there's 4 people now crammed at a 2-top staring at me like, this son of a bitch.
Yeah. No, it feels weird. That's why I generally always show up like a little bit late for things.
Yeah. Well,
just
this
a little bit late.
Well, this was like, all right, we're heading there now. Oh, just a second. So-and-so got caught up talking to so-and-so. Okay.
You know what I'll do sometimes though, which is not cool. Maybe you do it. I stay in my car until I know people are there.
Valid.
Yeah. Always do. Because that feeling I don't like. I'm too insecure to do that. I respect that you did it. I'm too insecure.
Goddamn.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a very first world complaint. Speaking of restaurants.
Give it to me.
I'm sick and tired of tipping up front.
Up front?
Like,
when do you tip up front?
So many times.
Oh.
Like if I put it in a to-go order.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I go to pick it up. Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, beep, 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 hit this shit. And then you get there. I just went to a place yesterday. And it's a great place. I used to go there all the time. And on my phone, it's like, it'll be ready yet. Like 2:05.
Okay.
I get there at 2:05.
Great.
It's not ready yet. Oh, all good. 2:10 rolls around. 2:15 rolls around. I go, huh. I don't say anything, but I think that they could tell body language. They're like, oh. And this lovely man goes, yeah, sorry for the delay. We're a little backed up right now. I look around the restaurant. There's three people in there. Mm-hmm. Backed up. Mentally? Is the chef outside doing opiates? What do you mean backed up? Like, I would have been fine had he just been like.
The mobile orders. Backed up on the mobile orders.
Man, I'll fucking shoot a mobile order. I'm here.
I know, but aren't you doing a mobile order?
But I'm picking it up. I'm here.
Why are you picking it up?
Because I was in the air and I was going somewhere.
Okay.
I was like, look, this will be nice and fast.
Yep.
But it was the backed up comment that threw me off because it's like, you act like I don't have eyeballs.
Yeah.
But if the app says you're ready at 2:05, my fucking dumbass brain's like, man, 2:05.
Yeah. Look, I hear you.
We're backed up. Y'all a ghost kitchen? You guys cooking for somebody else?
I think most backed people up. Fucking are.
Backed up?
I think most people are ghost kitchens. And that's why I think it's fucking up the economy.
I don't know. I hear you. I wasn't even mad until he said we're a little backed up. Because I go, what do you mean? I have eyeballs.
Right. There's no one here.
Backed up.
You know what I don't like? And to your exact point is.
But I already tipped my percentage.
That's where I'm going.
Normalize adjusting tip.
Yep.
Walk in and you go, you guys are backed up. Yeah, I'm going to retract and back up my tip. Here you go.
You know what's insane?
12%
You know what's insane is when people at coffee places give you tons of attitude and then turn it to
you. Oh.
And then turn it to you. How are you going to call me a bitch and then turn the iPad to me? And then
it's so funny. I get mad when things are self-checkout and then I get pissed when somebody's in person checking out and they're annoying. I'm like, well, why can't this coffee shop just have self-checkout? But then I would go to a coffee shop and be like, fuck self-checkout. How does this work? For an Americano?
I know, dude. You know what it is? It's the Jew brain.
Think?
Yeah. Because any situation, and I'll just make it on myself, any situation I can complain about. Give me anything.
I agree.
So my brain just goes immediately to complaining. And then so anytime you adjust it to help my own complaint, then the complaint becomes about the adjustment.
I really do think about that all the time. And I think I write it off in my head because I'm like, yeah, but the comedian brand, you want to be observational. But sometimes I'm just negative. Do you think you're an overall negative person?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I don't like it.
I don't want to be construed as that.
Me
I don't want people
either,
to be like,
dude.
Like, I don't want to be the guy who, like, the second somebody brings something up, like, dude, have you tried the new fucking blah, 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 Arrowhead? And I'm like, the Arrowhead? You like, why can't I just find the positive perspective?
When I'm in a good
Arrowhead
mindset,
is trash, by the way.
It is awful. It's the worst thing ever.
Negative
it's
already.
Crazy. The only,
but like,
the only
but
good
yet.
Part about Arrowheads when you find them in the ground. You ever find an Indian Arrowhead in the ground? Oh, buddy, when I went to, where did I go? Gettysburg, somewhere in fucking Pennsylvania.
What are you talking about?
Hold on, I'll tell you, I'll get to it. But there's like places where they had battles, like the French and Indian Wars and shit. And when I was a kid, you get to like try to find arrowheads in the fields because there would be like literally fucking arrowheads from Indian times. Now that I'm saying this out loud, maybe they put those down there. But when I was a kid, I found one and I was like, I'm the fucking king. Yeah. Maybe they did put
them
down.
Remember digging for dinosaur bones at the museum and looking for
No, not that kid. Not that kid.
When we were learning about the gold rush, they used to paint rocks gold and throw them in our sandbox and be like, all right, kids, go look for them. I'd be like, yo!
But I wish, you know what's crazy? That's how the government is. I'm serious. That's how the government is. They go, oh, the Electoral College. And we go, whoa, we have rights. No, we don't. The Electoral College is fucking painted gold rocks in a sandbox. Someone put me on CNN.
Yeah.
It is. You know how you hand a kid keys that are plastic and you go, you're driving the car.
Yeah.
He's not driving the car. He thinks he is. Fucking Oakley's idiot ass thinks he's driving the car because you gave him a plastic steering wheel in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm driving. Beep, beep. You're not driving. The Koch brothers are driving.
The Koch brothers?
Yeah.
Who are the Koch brothers?
Who are the Koch brothers?
Who are the Koch brothers? Am I wrong here? I want to laugh.
It's just people that essentially are part of like the massive Illuminati. They have tons of money. And the people that are like, oh, we're only worth $9 million. And you're like, all right.
Oh,
this guy's worth $19 trillion.
So the Koch brothers aren't related to Coca-Cola.
No.
Did not
you
know that.
You fucking idiot.
I was on his page on that one, honestly.
Oh.
Should I know about them?
I mean, yeah, they're part of the whole like secret society, grand conspiracy people.
What side of TikTok are you on?
The good side.
Oh.
What's the, John, what's the other family, the Koch brothers, and there's this massive family that essentially owns all the international banks?
Oh, wow.
Wells Fargo?
Vanderbilts?
What are they?
Barclays?
Vanderbilts?
The Vanderbilts are like old money. Fuck.
Rothschilds?
The Rothschilds. Oh. It's like Rothschilds, Koch brothers, they all fucking essentially run the world economy. Mm. And so they give us plastic keys and we're like, oh, well, who should we vote for? These motherfuckers are just drinking baby's blood, not giving a shit.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Speaking of money, you see a Spirit Airlines went bankrupt?
Oh, hold on. What? Because
Spirit
they got
Airlines
shot too many times?
Bankrupt. I mean, I always thought they were kind of bankrupt, but.
What happened?
They filed for bankruptcy, which is very on brand for Spirit Airlines. Very funny. Not funny, but also hilarious.
Do you know that we need, did we say this on this pod already, that we need these airlines because if we don't have these, then the main airlines are going to jack the fucking prices up. These are the reason that-
I retract everything. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Not good?
This is not good. These airlines, like the Frontiers and Spirit Airlines, are the reason why the marketplace is leveled a bit.
Oh, no.
Because
never
if
mind.
These people go away, we're fucked.
Let's start a GoFundMe for Spirit Airlines.
What concerns me is if they're bankrupt, how are they still flying?
Dude,
well,
every
when you're bankrupt,
rich,
you're not really.
Every rich person does it. Every rich person's like, oh, bankruptcy. And then all it goes away and then they're fine.
Yeah, you like, I forget how it works. You're not actually poor. You're not actually like.
Well, you say you can't, like, essentially. Can you look up what bankruptcy means, honestly? But if you filed for bankruptcy, it doesn't. Essentially, you can't. You're telling the government, whoever, that you can't pay for whatever you need to pay for, but you're, like, they just let you off, essentially.
Yeah, it's really just debt relief.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of rappers be like, I'm bankrupt. And the IRS is like, all right, moving on. And then
the guy's
like,
worth $17 million still. Yeah. You know what's funny? It rich people jail. Like, you're going to jail. And he's like, all right, I'll go play golf and play tennis for 7 years.
But like, what type of, when Young Thug was locked up, what is his, like, he's not in jail.
No.
Like,
like Boca.
Where are they actually putting him?
I think maybe in jail, but it's like rich people jail.
Yeah, what is it? What's the deciding factor? What's like the amount of money you got to have before they're like, all right, no, you get the good one. You get first class jail.
That's actually great. I think business
class jail.
It might be like a certain celebrity status.
Right, but like what decides that? Is it like fucking Raya where they're like, you didn't make the cut?
Honestly, yeah.
You're going to federal.
Wouldn't it be kind of crazy if you thought you go to rich people jail and they're like, you're not going to fucking, you're going to Rikers.
You had it.
You have 100,000 on TikTok. What the fuck are you talking about?
You had a hit TikTok in 2019. You think you're going?
Yeah.
I started the Renegade. Come with me, bucko.
Yeah, you're getting fucked.
Apparently, P. Diddy is running jail right now.
What do you mean
he's using inmates' phones and trying to contact witnesses and plant stories in the media? And he's paying off all the inmates inside the jail.
Just what? Why, Venmo?
Yeah,
What? With Top Ramen? What is he doing?
I don't know.
I mean, I love hearing this from Twitter and you're like just saying it like it's real.
That's the point of this podcast.
All right, so let's go back to Spirit Airlines. This is very interesting. So, what actually happened?
So they've been in trouble for a long time now, and their merger
with
Jet...
are 14 cents.
What happened?
What is this?
And their merger
deepened
with
after
JetBlue
the collapse of its $3.8 billion planned merger with JetBlue. Oh, I didn't even know they were doing that.
Yeah, so the government... Spirit was like, let me merge with JetBlue so we can like still be alive. And the government said no.
What?
So then Spirit was like, damn, we're fucked now.
JetBlue's Spirit collab is crazy.
It is crazy. They said no to that and yes to Epstein's Island. I don't what are these people doing?
I think because they all have money in United Airlines and American.
Oh, yep.
So they're trying
to
jack those prices, get their stock up.
Yep.
Flights are fucking nuts. It's like a random ass flight. You're going to like Lexington, Kentucky, and it's like, all right, 4K. And you're like, what? Where do you even get this number?
God damn.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or Jeff Weiler, ColumbusAutoMall.com.
God damn. Dude, my Thanksgiving flight.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it literally should be illegal. Like, they need to cap, like, they need to cap it. This whole, like, supply and demand thing is fucked.
How long did you buy the ticket?
For flights.
I mean, how long did you buy it? You honestly should just.
A month ago?
Oh, really? You should. Yeah, you gotta just, like, start buying them, like, literally, like, the week after.
Dude, you're so right.
Like,
because
a year in advance. If you just know you're going home.
Yeah. I don't know how you do your travel, like, with tour. But I'm so dumb. Like, my sister and I will do travel, like, a month before. It's like, which is fine. But it's like, bro, we knew these dates.
Yeah.
6 months ago. Let's just buy all the flights. Like, it's kind of, it's. I mean, it's just dumb on my part. But to your point, we should. Like, we know Thanksgiving and Christmas happens every year.
Did you guys ever see Wicked?
No.
No.
Did you?
I know it's doing crazy numbers, though.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, their advertising just passed $1 billion. So, but the crazy part is that this toy brand, they linked their doll to a porn website.
Wait, what do you mean?
Dude, someone fucked up so bad, dude, because they just did wicked.com.
So, on the dolls, they put wicked.com, and when you type in wicked.com.
Well, let's go ahead and do that real quick. Yeah. 4K oil up.
It takes you to
let's go
wicked.com.
Dude, you know how many kids found out about wicked.com for the first time and they're like, this movie is awesome.
I mean, dude, what
is this the extended cut?
What if you found out
uncut,
did this on
uncircumcised
purpose, dog?
No.
Dude, hear me out. Because we're not going to be talking about fucking Wicked right now.
You think the porn website got in on this?
No, I don't. I think that maybe marketing was like, yeah, or we'll just act like we didn't know. The entire world is going to talk about this, and everyone's going to want to see the movie.
Yeah, but they don't know what website to go to.
What do you mean?
But they don't know what website to go to. They're like, oh, we want to watch this movie, and then they hit a link, and they start jerking off, and they're like, I don't care about this movie anymore.
Oh, no, what I'm saying is, like, I don't think the... First of all, who's looking at the box and typing in anything on the box? Nobody.
It's so funny. You'll like literally Zero buy like people. A keyboard duster and it's like, follow us on Twitter. Why the fuck would I follow keyboard duster on
what?
X?
To hear you tweet about you
happy
idiot.
Holidays.
It's insane.
Hoover vacuum on Instagram? Kill yourself.
I mean, all of it. Cheerios? Cheerios be fucking
Cheerios
tweeting?
Maybe. What food about? I get because they do like recipes. But like,
okay.
Yeah, oh, let me follow Roomba on IG.
For what? If they have some hot suit, everyone should take a page out of Arby's book, and they should just be like you know how not Arby's, my bad. Carl's Jr. Everyone should do that. They should have Roombas just shoved in fucking Kim K's ass. I mean, everyone would follow it.
Sex sells.
It always sells.
You can't even deny it.
You can't.
I could upload the same exact video with a thumbnail of me doing this, or a thumbnail of a nice lady with, you know, mild to average cleavage.
I'll say it, a fat rack.
Yeah. It's night and day.
Dude, my editor and I, we literally have some rules to follow for clips. Like, if we find that there's an attractive woman that I end up talking to, and even if it's not, even if it's funny for a little bit, just the top, we'll just start the clip there. Because it's
what
like,
catches the eye.
Because we'll catch the eye. It's like, oh, what is this woman with a fat rack gonna say?
Yeah. It just stops the eye. Yeah. It's just like, what's going on here?
Yeah. That's why I would think about that with clips all the time. It's like, we're competing against boobs.
We're competing against Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast is blowing up a Toyota factory. What you know what else is gonna stop that? Yeah. A nice rackola. And you know, a nice lady.
But dude, we are literally competing. Like, you go on your phone and you go, should I go on Blau Comedy or should I go on Pornhub? We're competing against women getting ejaculate on their fucking face. And I'm like, oh, well, look at me fucking talking to this person on the shut up. Show me a cock.
Not only that, but it's filmed in like 4K in a Beverly Hills mansion.
It looks so
piped out.
Yeah.
You're like, that's really nice furniture.
Do you know
what I've got to compete with that?
You know what I've been doing recently on porn? I've been doing the jerk off tutorials.
The JOI.
Oh my God, it's so good.
You really, you of all people strike me as somebody who wouldn't do that. A guy who would take instructions. You feel like you'd be giving the JOIs to the porn star.
But I like when it's like, when they're saying it nicely, you know? Like, why don't you, like it's a question. I don't know. Like they just found it in their brain. I don't know. Why don't you just take your penis out? Is it hard for me yet? It's okay if it's not. Just, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Jacket. And it's cold outside. They're just talking about a jacket.
Yeah, there you go. And this is on the hub. What do you type in? Like, J-O-I
I'm lonely.
Nicely?
I don't know.
God, dude. We got to watch that girl on
what?
YouTube again. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course.
Who was that? It was like, what was it? Go to bed with me?
Yes. Just put it up just so I can laugh.
Dude, that fucking makes me die laughing.
Bro, when she starts to like pet the camera.
No, not JOI. What the fuck? No, not on YouTube. No, there was the girl that was like.
This is it, right here.
That's her?
She's alone right now.
This would literally piss me off. Stop whispering.
I hope you're doing well today.
Dude, she's alone right now in her apartment in Torrance. Her fucking baby has
but
baby 2. Has 6, an agent.
2.6 mil.
That's crazy. I'm going to start doing this.
Dude. Wait, pause it real quick. Here's what I'm going to do for your birthday. I'm going to get this person to just for 45 minutes compliment you on how funny you are.
Yeah.
Set tonight was so good. And just so you can listen to this every night.
I would love it.
No, there was the girl that was like, she was like singing happy birthday or something.
Oh no, that's exactly what it was.
I want to shoot the Thanksgiving one. Dude, it's my favorite.
Oh, do they have a Thanksgiving one?
What is it about Thanksgiving where uncles are like, it's time to get racist?
I mean, I think honestly you have a piece of pumpkin pie. Multiple times everyone was like, no politics.
Oh, especially after this year.
I know, dude. It's going to be a nightmare.
It's the second there's like a little bit of silence. It's right after grace. People take a few bites and somebody goes, America tastes pretty good again, don't it? And you're like,
yeah.
What? You're from San Diego. Why are you talking like
first
that?
First of all, Ronald, why are you talking like that?
Goddamn, when I was trying to eat fucking turkey last year and Sleepy Joe, he beat too much turkey with a tryptophan in it.
That's why he's so goddamn sleepy. Who the fuck is running the goddamn Goodman right now? We got what? Couple more months to the goddamn captain.
But goddamn Joe Biden.
Yeah. Fucking Kamala. She was hot when she was younger. But she ain't got no goddamn ideas. This motherfucking turkey. That's why I only have white meat.
There it is. You know? All that off a bite of pumpkin pie.
Yeah. The funny thing is, hey. Uncle Nick, the appetizers haven't even come out yet. How are we already here?
Yeah. It's just crazy. It's just, I mean, it does make sense. It's always right after the election, well, at least every 4 years.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
And you're like kind of boozing a little. Like you said, you're comfortable and you're boozing.
Yep.
And you haven't seen these people in a while. And maybe you've been, I don't know, you're a little jacked up. You've been working out on the farm, throwing hay barrels.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the younger cousin's like, Uncle Reggie, you look so strong. You know what else is strong? America again. They just turn anything political.
Yep.
God bless my parents, but they can turn anything political so quickly.
Dude, my mom.
These Rice Krispies are great, Biden.
Huh? My mom doesn't even need anything. Oh. I was, dude, yesterday, I was exercising on my fucking exercise bike, FaceTiming my mom. And she was like, oh, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm working out. And she goes, yeah, Obama. Like, let's hope
this country works out.
Yeah, what?
It's crazy. I do not care.
You get over 57 and then you just start spouting Facebook hashtags.
Duolingo, but for boomers. Biden, Trump. I don't give a fuck. And I know I should, but why? I mean, don't answer that, but also.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just not excited for Thanksgiving. The food's good, but you fucking sit there, you say what you're thankful for, and you lie half the time. I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for Pornhub Premium.
I am.
Like, you're never really fully honest. I'm thankful that, I don't know, sometimes I get throated. I'm thankful that my last TikTok did well.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that I get to hang out with hot women from occasion to occasion. I'm thankful my cat is nice and chill.
Yeah. I'm thankful for stand-up. And your mom's like crying. What about me?
Dude.
Shut up.
I remember a couple of years ago, my mom goes, let's say what everyone's thankful for. Trevor, you can't say anything career related. The fuck else am I thankful for? I mean, obviously my family and my health, but like.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Distant fifth.
What?
Hey, your family's like, what about me? You're like, you're a distant fifth.
But it just, you're never fully out loud what you're thankful for. I'm thankful for my health, my family. I want real answers.
Yeah,
I am thankful for head.
I would love.
That's it.
Dog, I would love real answers.
That'd be great.
From everyone.
That's what everyone, you should do.
My brother-in-law is like, I'm thankful for fucking wicked.com. And you go, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm thankful for ASMR JOIs.
Yeah.
And then your uncle goes, what the hell, Fran, is that? I think that they should do what you're thankful for before dinner, and then once everybody's drinking, and then you do what you're thankful for again.
Oh my God.
It's like naughty hour thankful. Like in the beginning, I was like, I'm thankful for health. I'm thankful for family that could travel here safely. Then at the end of the night, it's like, I'm thankful that we're all going to peg each other with the gizzard.
Yeah. I'm thankful for January 6th and pipe bombs. Like, what did you just say?
And that was the dog. Yeah, I don't know. What do you say when they go, what are you thankful for? I'm thankful for my family, my health. It's like, the problem is, you are thankful for that stuff, obviously, but there's more stuff. Like, when you wake up in the morning and a clip did well, are you more like, my health? Or are you like, TikTok's back, baby?
TikTok's back. Yeah, but the weird thing about health, dog, is like, the moment your health goes a little bit awry, you quickly realize that you're so thankful that this whole fucking machine works.
Absolutely.
Holy fuck. Absolutely. There's so much happening in here. Like, I've talked to us all the time. I don't care. Like, right now, I cut my thingy, right? It's finger, for those of you who don't speak Spanish. I cut my thingy, right?
Doing what?
Jerking off. No, I don't know. I hit it in a desk drawer, whatever. But I don't know what happened. But as I'm talking about come with you, gentlemen, my body is healing my finger. Yeah. But, like, I don't think anyone's really understanding what I'm saying. Well, there's red blood cells right now. They're like,
red blood cells,
oh my God. I know.
They're not like, on their phone. They're just like fixed body.
They're like, and they're working right now. It's crazy. Right now.
Right now.
As I'm talking.
Right this second. Heart's just like,
yeah. My lungs are filled with air.
So when I say that what I'm thankful for, and I say family and health and my family's health, you're not lying. But there's also more stuff you can't really talk about that you're thankful for.
Yeah, I usually go the very generic, which I try to just be in the moment. I'm like, I'm just really happy that I'm here with you guys and I'm like surrounded by love.
Pandering.
For sure. For sure. I mean, I can't say that I'm happy for a fleshlight when I'm on the road. I can't say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
I can't say that I have enough money to buy a sex robot, and when they're real, I'm going to buy them. I'll buy it immediately.
I'm thankful for my sex robot. That fits in my carry-on.
Yeah. And then talk sometimes. It is hot in here.
Trying to put it in like a dog kennel carry-on, a sex robot. Oh, what kind of dog is it?
Help me.
Oh, mommy!
Feed me with your cock.
There's always, at a bigger table, there's always somebody who really shows out. And it's usually the person who volunteers to go first to say what they're thankful for.
It's always a college student. Shut the fuck up.
You contribute nothing to society.
You have no idea what's happening.
You wrote one paper on the Rolling Stones. Now you're like, here's my take on life.
Your take? You're 19.
Yeah.
You got throated twice. And it once was by me.
But whoever's like, well, I guess I could go first. They always have the best speech. And they take all the good shit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thankful that everybody could travel here safely and family. You're like, I was going to say that. Then it gets to you. And you're like, I'm thankful for management. They does. And you get like a cheap laugh. And you're like,
yeah,
I'm going to off myself.
Yeah. Dude, when I talk in front of my family and I bomb, dog, that is the worst bomb. You try to have a joke. You're like, you have to laugh at me.
Can't.
You have to. Fucking, are you kidding me? Yeah, that motherfucker who takes everything.
The person who goes first.
It's like, you're not good at talking. You have everything to say.
I guess I'll go.
You guess you'll go.
Great. Pull out
first
a scroll.
Of all, you just became part of this family. His last wife was way hotter than you.
Yeah, I've only met like one of my sister's boyfriends, I think. I wish, yes and no. I wish I was part of a family where like, every year, my sister would bring like a new guy home. Then that's fun. That spices it up.
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, here's Skyden. Great. He sounds awesome.
Right. Every year, you have someone to fucking yell at.
Yeah. Well, like somebody new to be like, add some flavor to it. Because every year, it's like my family and then maybe one other family. It's not like any like.
Yeah. No,
it's
I hear
the
you.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for deviled eggs.
I am. I really am.
Well, there you go.
Are they deviled? Are they doubled?
Satan. Satanic, if you're eating those,
like
666.
Like deviled eggs? Like devil? Like the devil?
I don't know any other devils. The
deviled egg, like in past tense, deviled.
Deviled.
Because they like fucked it up. Yo, I deviled that puss.
You could.
Mashed it up.
You could.
Took it out, made it more wet, put it back.
Hey! Call that bitch a swimming pool. I don't know.
I want to go to a random family's Thanksgiving. Actually, no, I don't.
No, I don't. That's so fucking annoying.
I'm going to go on YouTube and type in ASMR Thanksgiving, and I'm going to put that on my TV. I'm going to sit there with my home gym and go, this is the life.
You could.
This ASMR says, you are Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to check this
play
out.
Play it.
Good. 1.6 million views. Beat.
Pause it. Pause it. What the fuck are you doing?
This sounds
she
like...
sounds like a dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, it's...
What are you fucking doing?
She's saying turkey, turkey, turkey. Looks so yummy.
That...
Yeah.
She's not talking.
She is very slightly.
She sounds like a jar of Jif doing a monologue.
Pause it. I can't believe this is a fucking job.
She is
where the fuck are we in society where this is a job? 2 point something million. I don't have subs. I don't have that much. And I spend.
Well, because you yell, you don't whisper.
That's true.
What do you do for a living? That's crazy. Oh, you're an accountant.
What's your name?
How about you count these nuts, bitch?
That's a really good idea. ASMR crowd work.
I just don't, like, where do they find a place quiet enough to do this?
I don't know. But you know what's crazy is she has a dad and a mom. And they watch this. You go, how's your career doing?
Dude, she must be stoked for tomorrow. When Thanksgiving rolls around, this is her Mariah Carey holiday.
Yeah, this bitch.
We've seen this shit booming.
What is she doing? Is she eating?
She's eating you.
This would piss me off. Get off me.
I hate this fucking person. I swear. Dog, I swear, if I had to choose between killing baby Hitler and her,
no.
I would kill her.
Well.
Please pause it. I hate this
one. What are the comments? Dude, this is literally.
Just all gun emojis?
Oh, people are being positive. Isn't that the worst when you want to hit on a video and all the comments are positive? You're like, am I the asshole?
Yeah, for sure I'm being an asshole. Like, for sure. Listen, if this is what you like, this is what you like. But this woman is...
She's kind of hot.
Listen, we all know that exists. But this woman is one paintbrush shy of a fucking court.
Of a court?
What's the saying? One crayon short of a box. The fuck is it? One paintbrush.
Know.
Yeah.
Why
She's
are you
a fucking
up
idiot.
The American Stroke Society?
Because it said stroke.org. I thought it meant like stroke your dick.
You're a fucking fraud.
Why'd she have that in her description?
Because I think she's having a stroke right now.
Well, now I feel bad because she goes, instead of supporting my links and Amazon and all this, I would like you to donate to my like charities that I believe in.
Yeah, those charities.
You ever hit
don't
a
really
link tree and there's
money.
No OF? I mean, what are we doing here?
Damn.
I'm alone on that? All right.
No, I'm doing it. That's what I just looked for. It's fucking insane. Click on the link tree, please. Again.
I
go on the Twitter. This is what I do sometimes.
Sometimes.
And then hit media. And then we might be able to find some hot shit.
Honestly.
No, very wholesome.
Nice lady. Nice lady.
Could you imagine going on a date with that lady?
Yeah, you'd have to do it at a library. Hey, where are you from? Well, speaking of women.
Yeah.
Should we do our unofficial, untitled, no name segment, Ask a Woman?
I love it. Please. We always learn so much. Roll the tape.
What are some things you wish guys knew that you know they don't know?
What are some things that I wish guys knew?
Yeah.
Just say the G spot and we can move on.
No, I feel like.
Nothing. Right. Cool. It's not a comedy podcast. No one's listening. No one's paying attention. Cool. Do you understand the question? Because I said G spot. All right. That's fine.
It's a hard question. No, it's fine. No, I think it's way more emotional.
No, here's the thing. It's a comedy podcast. And I said G spot. Nothing. There's five people in this room. No one laughed. I'll explain the joke. I'll explain it.
So no, we got the joke.
Let me explain it. So the question was, what are some things that that a guys don't know that you wish guys knew?
Yeah,
and generally, the idea is that a guy doesn't know what the G-spot is. So that's insert the joke.
I think everyone got it.
I don't think so. I'll explain it again.
Let me hear it again.
Third time's a charm.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I feel like it's more of an emotional thing. I feel like guys in general, I guess in my experience, just the emotional connection is what's...
Can I say what I think it might be because it was something that I didn't know?
Yeah.
Because I'm a beta?
Yeah.
I think it's
a
lot of times...
There's nothing wrong with being beta.
So you agree?
I agree that you're a beta?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like wholesome. It gives you a wholesome
save.
Side.
Good save. Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck, I'm beta shit, dude. I think it might be that sometimes women don't want to be... They want to just be heard, not... instructed. Like if you're telling me about a problem, I would used to be like, well, this is how you fix this shit. Why are you giving me advice? You sound like my dad. Instead, I would just be like, well, do you want solutions or do you want me to just listen?
Sometimes I think you just want someone to listen.
Yeah. But that's I had to learn that.
Yeah.
I'll be hearing about the most easily fixed problem thing in my life. And I could be like, well, you could just not work there anymore. And then I just have to be like, oh man, that's crazy.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. That is something important.
Sometimes
you don't want advice. You just want like someone to hear you out.
Yeah.
Is there something specific? Not just like an emotional stuff?
I think like a guy should never talk about his past to a girl.
Ooh, okay.
I agree.
Past
relationships.
Relationships.
No, okay. Talk about like your past, like upbringing. Okay. Yeah. Like, no, I don't want to hear any of that
shit. Were you born?
So I was born. Gross.
Get out.
No,
don't care.
I think you shouldn't talk about any of your past relationships. Ooh, because a girl will always remember that and hold that like against you or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's like, don't even you think sometimes it's a little... I be pushing. I'm like, no, tell me. Like, don't tell her, bitch. Shut the fuck up. Just don't tell her.
Oh, dude. Wow. How do you get out of not telling her? Because it doesn't that seem more sus?
Yeah, just feel like I don't feel comfortable talking about this.
But that's the only thing you're gonna want to know, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Be like, man, you're the first person I've ever dated. Who are all these photos on Instagram? AI.
Instagram. What's that? Just completely gaslight.
You're the first girl I've ever talked to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what it is when things are going too well with on a date. You're like, should I bring up my ex? What is that?
I don't know,
dude. One martini deep, be like, you know what I used to do that fucked up a relationship?
Yeah. No, that's a good one. It's don't bring up your ex like too fast.
Yeah, it's a good bit.
And we're back. Thank the Lord we found that out because I wouldn't know what's left, what's right.
We're learning.
Without that beautiful segment that we have.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. I mean, what a gem.
What a gem. What a nice lady.
What a gem, and she goes to the gym.
Whoa.
Yep. Should we jump in a little something?
Let's do it. Sock talk. This is from Grant. He says, boys, there's a new way to measure your hog. I'm so excited for this new info, and I need to know what the guys think.
I'm in.
Why are you saying this?
No longer measuring using length. We are now measuring for volume via the water displacement method.
Great.
Simply get a measuring cup and a glass of water that is filled to the brim. Once the cup is inside of this, you simply dip the sausage into the cup. Once you remove the sausage, you will notice that everything that is left inside of the measuring cup is volume. This is a better system because it allows you to truly know how much meat are we working with. Now, this can absolutely be converted to cubic centimeters or cubic inches. You can even dip the grapes in and start calculating some crazy ratios to really get an accurate picture of what kind of schmiedis you're working with.
Wait, so,
so
what
then what's, give me, like, what's a big one?
But what, like, how do you, what do you text that to a girl? Yo, I'm packing 3.4 ounces.
Yeah. You ever heard of a quarter of a cup? What?
Maybe it's one of those things where the more confusing it is, the bigger it sounds. Like, yeah. Damn, shoddy, I'm 3/5 cubic zirconium. She's like, oh.
Excuse me?
I'm what? When you're really trying to be like, I have a 3-inch penis.
Yeah, I don't
five
know.
5 when I'm hard.
How would you? I don't know.
Do you think anybody's ever just sent ball pics?
Yeah.
Like, no shaft, just straight balls?
100%.
But, like, to
it
a lady.
It looks like two brains. What does it look like? Yeah,
can't
for
look
sure.
Great.
I just, have you ever just sent straight asshole?
No.
Just spread asshole and just send it.
Would that work in
iMessage? It wouldn't work.
I think
anywhere.
It would just be like message failed, all your texts are in green.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, I don't think you can send straight asshole, but that's, I mean, that's a blatant, like, what, can you imagine sending straight asshole the first Bumble message you send? Hey, what's up? How are you doing? Just straight asshole.
I'm going to send her colonoscopy footage.
You good?
Yeah. This is the inside of me, and I want to know the inside of you. Your heart. Here's my asshole. I don't know. Anything you can think of, it's been sent.
Yeah.
You ever, like, in New York City, and you walk past one of those, like, freak couples, and they have, like, a sideways mohawk? You're like, yeah, what do you think they'd be sending each other?
What if they send the opposite of what we think? What if they just send us, like, scripture from the fucking New Testament?
Probably.
You know? I don't know. I guess we should. Should we try that? I need, like, a big bucket, though.
Home Depot bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger than that.
I need like a martini glass.
Damn, dude.
It's okay? Really wide.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, hockey
it's
puck.
Really wide and
like
shallow.
Three Zin cans.
That's terrible, man.
Did three of these?
That would just be, you couldn't do anything with it. Like literally nothing. What could you do with it?
Put a drink on it.
That's it.
Drink coaster. Then you go around Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? My drink coaster cock. I mean, if that's not a title.
And then your uncle then your uncle goes, I was going to say that.
Man, he's getting hard. Just like, I'm hard for America. Man, motherfucker, you know, Trump, goddamn, and then Biden.
They should fight.
I'm sure they have it, but there's probably got to be like a bingo card for Thanksgiving. And it's just like shit your uncle says. Like every time he says, like, take a shot. Like every time he says Trump, take a shot. Every time he says Biden. Oh, if God. He pronounces Kamala's name wrong, it's a double shot. The Kamala!
The cigarettes?
I don't know. But my family is all like, I mean, my dad's side is from Ohio. There's definitely some, like, well, mother goddamn. But my mom's side, who I would only ever see during Thanksgiving, is very like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, I have a very, hey, how are you family on my mom's side.
I don't have any wild cards in my family.
On
my dad's side, there's a few like loose cousins, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like loose cousins, but like.
Yeah, they are.
After I'm done with them. No, loose meaning like, there's always people where your parents know how you're associated. Then they just show up and you're like, we're related? They're like, yeah, well, it's
second
your
cousin.
Mom's dad, sister's brother.
Yeah, you go, can I fuck them or not?
Yeah, there's a couple loose cousins in that regard where they just show up solo and you're like, I don't know how we're related, but sure, pass the stuffing.
Yeah, I don't like when they're like, this person's going to come over, they just got out of something. A relationship, the psych ward, jail. Like, I don't like that they just got out of something.
I don't like anybody who has, you have to give them a description.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a little.
This is Thomas. He's the sweetest guy. He did just commit arson on a Petco, but
it was closed, so no one really died. Yeah. Just a bunch of lizards, but you know.
But he means well, and he's family, so we're gonna treat him like family. Isn't that bullshit? They're in your family, so you gotta treat him like family.
I'm not gonna treat him like family.
You gotta prove yourself to me.
I swear to God, dude, I treat 7 people that are in my family like family, and everyone else, you don't get that. I get like cards in the mail from like my cousin. My cousin's like, we had another kid. I don't care.
Christmas cards are so funny. When they start sending those out, it's just a family being like, look at how white we are.
Oh my God, everyone. How are there mountains?
But it's just so funny. It's just like, here's a photo and our golden doodle. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, the golden doodle has a gun.
But every year you get those, you're like, all right. I mean, they're nice gestures, but I don't know.
No, I'm out. I'm out. I just, the thing is, like, I don't know who any of these people are.
A barn. The kid's definitely addicted to fentanyl and opiates. Yeah. He's wearing a little Xan t-shirt, and then the girl's all, like, nice and, like, looks fancy, and the dad's just clocked out, and the mom's like, other kids are family.
Deep throwing a train. You're like, I wonder what's happening with him.
It is just random to be like. And then they also on the back put their stats. They put what they're flexing. They're like, Bryce is going to Brown University. Samantha just got top of her class at Cal Poly. We're going to Machu Picchu in the fall. Okay. No money in this car.
All of you guys are going to die in a fire pretty soon.
The one at Petco?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just funny. I mean, listen, all the stuff I'm saying, I'll probably eventually do.
One, dude, everything that we've ever yelled out about in this podcast about family shit, it will happen
to
us.
That's what I'm saying. You got to get it out now. That's why I put a gym in my, literally a bedroom in my room.
Yeah.
Hey, where's your bathroom? Oops, I accidentally walked into your Planet Fitness.
Yeah. And you go, cool, Venmo me. you saw it.
I have a desk clerk. Do you have a memory dip? Dude,
oh,
that's
man.
So sad.
Yeah, literally everything. I'm going to have a man cave. My wife's going to decorate the entire apartment.
Yeah.
I'm going to have two fucking white as fuck kids. We're going to take fucking Christmas photos. I'm going to be secretly cheating. That's all that's going to happen.
Dude, you know how many guys, and this is a horrendous thought.
Please, you know my guys, favorite thoughts.
You know how many guys show up to take their Christmas card photo with their family
who
the night before banged out the host lady?
Yep.
They just clocked the receptionist last night.
I mean, didn't even wash their car.
Piped her down outside of Nobu Malibu.
Yep.
And then showed up late. Oh, I was working late at the office, and he's just smiling like,
yeah,
say family.
And the wife goes, why is there glitter on your head? You go, oh, fucking what?
Man, that was driving me on a parade.
Yeah, fucking MJ Designs is crazy. The fuck you go there?
Isn't that crazy though?
Yeah, dude.
Their husband or wife who just piped somebody the night before showing up like, oh, say family. They're like, all right, guys, say your last name. He's like, which family is this?
Yeah, all right. Oh, 100%. Johnson's. The wife getting pounded out is way funnier to me because you don't think about that.
Yeah.
But literally the wife just taking yoga class, but it's just her and the instructor.
Isn't
that
scary?
Positions are fuck. No downward dog. It's just fucking.
There's a lot of downward dog.
Bark.
Bow, wow, wow. But
I mean,
isn't
dude,
that funny?
Getting fucking
if you work
pounded,
too much,
uh-huh.
There's a chance.
There's not a chance. 100%.
There's a 100% chance your wife's going to go, sure is lonely around this mansion.
100%.
Sure is a little chilly.
Yeah.
If only I had a task rabbit guy to bust out my little rabbit.
Yeah.
Vibrator.
What's the volume?
What TV? What TV do you need hung up? No.
My clit.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Hang my clit right underneath this painting. I mean, it's crazy.
You work too much, Michael.
Yeah.
And they start banging people.
Yeah, that's
but then
why,
you work too little, she still starts banging people.
Yeah, I mean, what's the right amount? Here's the thing, though. I think
9 to 5. But even then, you got to stop by and lunch every once in a while.
Yeah.
You're home early. If your wife ever says you're home early,
she's
what does that
11
mean?
11 minutes away from fucking the Domino's place.
She's got the tracker app. What do you mean? You ordered a bottle of water?
No, the worst is you order a bottle of wine from fucking
Domino's.
Domino's?
Yeah. Yeah, spell out on the pizza, suck me.
Oh my God, and pepperoni. Holy shit. I mean, God life is a trip, dog. I mean, what are we going to do? We're on the road all the time. Both of our wives are going to cheat on us.
With each other.
But I'm fine with that.
That'd be hot.
That would be so hot. A little switcheroo. So what I would like to say is, I would like to be the type of husband that would be like, you deserve it. Go ahead. Get a little side cock.
Yeah, maybe reverse psychology. Because then if you get mad about it, say, ooh, he got so fired up when I did it. But now I feel like, good, I like that. Can I recommend a man next? She's like, oh, ew, he must be a part of everything. Can't you just have your own thing?
Yeah.
Can't you let me cheat in peace?
Yeah. And then you go, cool, me too. I like you cheat in peace. I'm tired of hiding this.
Yeah.
Secret sock?
Secret sock.
What a time.
Secret lover. Let's do it.
All right. They wanted to get your take on this new trend in China, where they use humans on treadmills instead of mannequins.
Oh my God.
So wait, no mannequins, just people working there? Honestly, I would be so down. I'd be fucking fired up.
I'd be fired up if I was doing like gym clothes.
Yeah.
But not like tuxedos. My cummerbund's gonna get in the way.
Also, like, watching them get off, I get the ick. How do I?
How long is the shifts?
Honestly, like,
I mean, dude, this woman's wearing a full-out jacket.
You probably get off, like, endorphins high.
I mean, dude,
it does. It's definitely way more eye-catching.
But then you start sweating?
Look at how empty the store is, though. People don't give a shit.
That is true.
Have you been to a mall recently? Sad.
It is sad. It is really, really sad. It used to be the places to. It used to be the place to go. It used to be the place to shop for pants and cootie.
Now there's no mall. It's just fucking big, dude.
Crazy. How do we feel about that? I if I was selling the clothes, I'd be fine with it. If I was that person, I'd be pretty pissed. I'd be fine with it if I was working at like Nike or something. So
it's
have
actually
some
a really
clothes.
Good idea if they did that at Nike. Like somebody's jogging in their attire or even just walking.
You know they have that at Nike stores now?
What?
You can put on, they can, you could run on a treadmill and they can figure out your exact like running gait.
Oh, yeah.
And then they can give you the right shoes that fit you.
Running store's been doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did that shit when I was like, my mom was trying to get me to run early. She'd be like, you little fat idiot.
Oh, damn.
I was like 17. She's like, let's get you some running shoes. What?
For what?
I don't know. My shins would hurt when I'd run.
Would it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I like the idea of running. Then I do it for 3 minutes and I'm like, more of this?
It's pretty boring.
Dude.
The only fun run that I've ever done in my life is sometimes my sister and my brother will, like, when we're on vacation, we'll go for like a run. And it's fun because you had a little catch up, but we're still working out. The other most fun I've ever had is running when I used to live in Harlem. Dog, it's so fun. It's like because you're running. It's like you're running in New York. Like, well, you're hilarious. No, but like you're running like in the middle of the street. You're like bobbing and weaving, taxis.
Yeah,
and
that
Uber.
Seems
like
fun.
It's like a video game.
Yeah, it's like when you're biking in New York. You're like, you feel more alive.
Yeah,
but just running like a suburb, you're like you can run in the middle of the street and a car will be like, oops, sorry, in a way. Yeah. New York's like we will hit you.
Yeah, in the suburb, you're like praying for a white van to fucking throw you in the back. You're like, thank God, candy and some cock.
Yeah,
I mean, realistically. It's a pretty good deal.
Candy and a cock.
I mean, literally a white van. And everyone's like, oh, whoa, what happened? It's like, dude, he's giving candy and a dick.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I would have a question. What type of candy?
True.
It's a good bar. I'm like, the fuck?
Not outrageous. He's like, kinda.
What would get you into a white van in this day and age? You're walking down the street by yourself. What would get you in there?
Reese's Pieces.
Really?
Is Reese's Pieces just the regular ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, the regular ones. But I don't want them old shits. I would have to look at them before. Like the new ones. Dog, the new ones that are like a little gooey inside, you could get me in a van.
They have gooey ones?
Yeah, like the new ones. Like sometimes they'll have like literally like old ones. I don't know how long they've been there, but they're like the peanut butter is hard. But the ones that are new, the peanut butter is still soft. Boy, dude, I did shows. Oh, and Oxnard. Thank you for everyone coming or came, whatever the fuck.
Hey.
But was that?
No, you just said came.
Yeah, came. But they had a bunch of Reese's in the green room. I think
so
I had.
Good.
I think I had 11.
So good.
I don't even snack like that. But like once you have one, and they were the new ones, bitch. Once you have one, it's like what am I not gonna have another one? Yeah. What am I not an American? Give me four.
Get you.
They'll get you all the time. You know what's
who's
underrated?
That,
go ahead.
Who's the company that says you bet you can't just have one? Is that Pringles?
Pringles.
But
and
you
they're
can't
right.
Just have one. It is crazy to have one chip and leave the house.
It's crazy to have one Pringle.
Yeah.
A Pringle is the size of a piece of printer paper. And you're like, whoop, all full. What? You're on a Zempic. Should we leave?
We should. It's a 9-hour podcast.
I know.
Well, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you guys Monday on the freaking tour. Holy shit, I'm excited.
I cannot believe it.
StiffSocks.com.
All right, guys, that's it. Thank you so much, man. Again, come see us on tour, StiffSocks. .com Stiff Socks Live brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. We love you guys. Till next Wednesday. Big old dick. Bye.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.